The cobblestone streets of Renaissance Rome set the stage for a story that has quietly revolutionized how countless people view the relationship between faith and commerce. Imagine a world where your daily work isn't separate from your deepest values, where business becomes ministry and the marketplace transforms into a mission field. This isn't just inspirational fantasy, but the revolutionary premise that has made this modern parable required reading for Dave Ramsey's entire team and increasingly incorporated into business school curricula nationwide. Through a captivating tale of mentorship spanning generations, we discover timeless principles that bridge the artificial divide between spiritual devotion and commercial pursuit. What if the path to purpose isn't choosing between success and significance, but finding how they beautifully intertwine? The magnificent St. Peter's Cathedral towers before Antonio and his grandson Julio as they enter. Above, Michelangelo works from his scaffold, hands stained with pigments. Sunlight streams through stained glass as Antonio prepares to share the wisdom behind his fortune. Orphaned at 6 months in a fishing accident, Antonio was raised by Filippo, a monk outside Venice. There, Antonio transformed the monastery's herb-selling operation into a profitable venture. At 18, faced with choosing between monastic life and commerce, Antonio's mentor Filippo arranged an apprenticeship with Alessio Contarini, a respected Venetian merchant. "Most people believe there's a division between the sacred and the secular," Antonio tells Julio in Rowan, "but both the monk and the merchant can be holy when they recognize their work as a calling from God." His mentors, Alessio and Filippo, were childhood friends who chose different paths. Their friendship was tested when Filippo, now an abbot, misinterpreted Alessio's reduced church attendance. Everything changed when Filippo discovered scripture showing that God makes both kings and priests, revealing that Alessio's business calling was as valid as his own religious vocation. Antonio opens his weathered journal and shares his first principle: work hard and God will prosper you. Meeting with Alessio 3 years into his merchant career, Antonio presented his innovative idea, using Murano glass beads as universal currency across cultures. These became the famous Venetian trade beads, solving cross-cultural exchange challenges. This principle balances two extremes. It rejects both the notion that faith alone guarantees prosperity and the belief that believers should ignore material success. Instead, it shows how human effort and divine blessing work together. Success isn't merely about divine favor falling from heaven, Antonio tells Julio. It comes from diligent effort applied to good ideas with God's blessing. Many pray for prosperity but aren't willing to work for it. Financial prosperity is often connected to soul prosperity, Antonio adds. While wealth doesn't guarantee spiritual health, the qualities that foster spiritual growth, discipline, integrity, diligence, and wisdom, often lead to financial success. When Antonio struggled with his growing wealth after hearing about the rich young ruler, Alessio offered perspective. Jesus dealt with people individually. The rich young ruler had made money an idol, but Jesus didn't ask all wealthy people to give up their possessions. Alessio explained that the eye of the needle was a small gate in Jerusalem where camels had to kneel, symbolizing how the wealthy must humble themselves before God, not that wealth prevents salvation. Antonio shares three key financial principles. Live debt-free and below your means. Debt limits freedom. The borrower becomes slave to the lender. Always keep to your budget. Following a wealth-building plan prevents impulsive spending. Never loan money as it destroys relationships. Unpaid loans create guilt and resentment. Most importantly, set aside the first 10% to honor God. Everything we have, life, friends, health, and money, are gifts from God, Antonio explains. Like farmers sowing seeds before harvest, we must give back to honor Him. Just when Antonio's bead business was thriving and his marriage to Maria approached, disaster struck. One night after inventory, flames shot 30 feet high from their factory as they watched helplessly while the building collapsed. All that remained were 4 glass beads and the secret process instructions in a small wooden box. On it, his manager Milos had written words that became Antonio's mantra, "With this, we begin again." When Antonio considered returning to the monastery, believing God was closing his merchant path, Alessio shared 2 crucial principles. Trials develop character and prepare us for increased blessings, and take responsibility rather than displace blame. The fire wasn't the devil's work, Alessio explained, but simple cause and effect, too many furnaces in an unsuitable building. He urged Antonio to view this setback as an opportunity. You were already planning a new factory. Now you can use this loss as a catalyst for growth. 3 years after rebuilding his business, Antonio faced his greatest challenge, meeting the legendary merchant pirate Ahmad on a barrier island near Morocco. Seeking counsel, Antonio found Alessio, who shared a vital principle: be meek before God, but bold before men. Alessio explained that biblical meekness wasn't weakness, but strength under control. With this wisdom, Antonio boldly approached Ahmad, who sought to purchase Antonio's beads as currency for his expanding trade network. Their secretive meeting avoided competitors in Casablanca. "I discovered Ahmad wasn't the fierce man of legend," Antonio tells Giulio, "but rather smart and articulate. Our partnership opened trade with Africa, India, Egypt, and Asia, making my dream of universal currency a reality." This encounter taught Antonio that fear, false evidence appearing real, often prevents us from seizing extraordinary opportunities. By facing his fears, Antonio established himself as one of the most influential merchants in the world. In their final meeting in Rome, Antonio found Alessio at the ruins of the original St. Peter's Cathedral, where workers prepared the site for a new basilica, the same one where Antonio and Julio now sat. Alessio revealed his life's mission, the restoration of St. Peter's Cathedral. For 18 years, he had secretly orchestrated the old structure's demolition and prepared foundations for what would become the most magnificent cathedral ever built to the glory of God. With failing health, Alessio passed this sacred work to Antonio, teaching the final principle, the vital partnership between businessmen and church leaders, where merchants provide the provision for the vision of the priests. This principle completes the circle that began with Filippo and Alessio's reconciliation, Antonio explains. The monk and the merchant, though different in calling, are partners in purpose. As sunset bathes St. Peter's Square, Antonio reminds his grandson to return in 1 year, where someone will continue his journey. The legend of the monk and the merchant challenges us to see our legacy not in wealth accumulated, but in wisdom shared. It reminds us that true prosperity serves a greater purpose, whether in marketplace or monastery, using our gifts to create lasting value that serves others beyond our lifetime.